We're at the headquarters of Copyright Clearance Center today getting ready for an upcoming webinar on simplifying copyright compliance. Welcome, everyone. My name is Chris Keneally, and it's a pleasure to have you here for a brief look at what information you will learn at that webinar. And joining me are three senior licensing consultants for Copyright Clearance Center. We have Judy Mills. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Donna Schweitzer as well.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for inviting us today.
Likewise. Nice to see you. And finally, Sue Baker. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Great to be here.
Well, as I say, it's a pleasure to have you all here, and we really are looking forward to a good audience for your upcoming webinar, which will be just discussing the ways that corporate clients could possibly simplify their compliance with copyright. And we have some basic questions, some questions I think that will give people a taste of what the program will be like and how they can learn a little bit more by joining for the full hour. So, Sue, let's start with you. There are a lot of misconceptions out there about copyright law. You've got a few in mind right now. Tell us about those.
Thanks, Chris. When I talk to people about copyright law and how employees use insured content, I do hear some funny things from people. One of the common things I hear from folks is that if content is on the internet, then it's public domain. And public domain, I mean, that law has changed over the course of time, but basically an author has the right to their content for life plus 70 years. So when something's on the internet, it still has copyright attached to it. And if you think that you can freely and easily share that content, you really need to look at the copyright policy on at the site that you're at.
Right. So public does not mean free.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, there's that sense that if they're doing research, then they can make copies because it's for research. In a business environment, research is to the benefit of the company, and folks do need to get permissions when they're making those copies and sharing content. And the Texaco case, which is the benchmark case on copyright, made that very clear when one researcher made eight file copies of articles from a publication they subscribed to so that he could have those copies at his desk for convenience sake. And Texaco was found to be infringing on the copyright holders in that case. So, you know, research when you're writing a thesis in college is a lot different than research when you're working for ABC Company and making a profit.
Right. It's that commercial use that really distinguishes it, I think.
Exactly. And a commercial doesn't mean that you're selling articles, because sometimes people think that's what it means. But if your company benefits from that information, that too would be fall under commercial use.
And what we're talking about here is absolutely anything, not just newspaper articles or journal articles, but variety of other forms that are fixed and tangible representations of text, right?
Exactly. I think the takeaway here is that anything that's in a fixed format, including is covered by copyright law, and that would include blogs, emails, things posted to the internet, and certainly magazine and newspaper articles, as you mentioned.
And a point you brought up for me that I hadn't thought about much is that people will tell you, well, we have a subscription. That lets me copy.
I do hear that from folks. They say, well, gee, I subscribe to the magazine. Why can't I copy? I can copy articles and do what I want with it. And no, you can't. You subscribe to the magazine. You can read the magazine. You can give the magazine to your coworker to read. But when you copy articles, that's different. You don't have the right to copy.
Okay, great. Well, Sue, that was really very helpful. And Judy, I want to turn to you and talk about the kinds of copyright policies that companies have in place. Is there sort of a way you can characterize how they start out? Do they ever say something to you that you just say, well, gee, that's not a policy?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Chris. Happy to talk about that. First of all, many companies I speak with do not actually have copyright compliance policies in place and have no idea where to go to when they want to copy and distribute an article to a coworker. In some instances, companies actually have a no-copy policy, which is really an unrealistic approach to compliance because it's inevitable that employees are going to copy and share content, and these companies have the greatest liability.
And of course, these days, copying doesn't just mean photocopying.
Correct. Right. Copying covers for digital and hard copies in the workplace. So, you know, basically, employees don't, the no copy policy doesn't work. It's not effective at all because employees don't understand that the kinds of business activity and uses they have within their workflow really is required by copyright law. So even if they do have a no copy policy, they're going ahead anyways and conducting business as is and making copies when management is not aware of it. For those that actually do have a policy in place, they still find it difficult because difficult to manage because they need to rely on their employees to contact publishers on their own for individual permissions. And this may not be enough because unless every copy is made that's made as permission through the appropriate rights holder or covered under an existing agreement, they could potentially be setting themselves up for a copyright infringement.
Well, right, Judy. I mean, it's not only that a no-copy policy is unrealistic, but expecting every individual employee to be carrying out that rather complicated process, that seems pretty unrealistic, too.
Yes, very much so. Exactly.
All right. So that, I think, provides a good opportunity, Donna, to turn to you right now, Donna Schweitzer, and ask you about what a license actually allows a corporate employee to do, because that's what's the crux of the webinar, right?
It is, Chris. I think the key takeaway from most organizations is that compliance really can be difficult for all the reasons that Judy mentioned. You know, it would be wonderful if everybody thought about copyright law as the primary thing in their workflow, but they just really don't. And so CCC's license has been developed based on what we know employees do. And so it lets them do the things that they need to do in their workflow without inhibiting them. So let's take a look for a minute at the things that a license lets them do. The CCC license actually grants permission to employees to do the things they do every day, to share information, to reuse it, to forward something to their coworkers, to post pertinent information on their intranet so that everybody can access it. It covers a very wide repertory of close to 2 million titles, so most of what people are going to look for is going to be included in the repertory that we provide. And it lets them do many of the things Judy talked about. It lets them photocopy. It lets them fax. It covers things like emailing to your coworkers. It allows them to post things on your intranet. And it also includes a little bit of distribution outside when it comes to, you know, government regulatory filings that are required as well.
And what are the advantages over traditional copyright policies?
Well, there are a few. The primary thing is that a license, number one, does really reduce exposure to copyright infringement claims because publishers see that you're trying to do the right thing. And so part of the license grants a waiver for things that you might have done before you had a license that would have been covered if you did. Primary advantages over what Judy mentioned is that the license really does work with your employees instead of against them. You know, your no-copy policies, they don't help employees do their jobs better. They hamper them and they make their jobs harder, which is why they don't work. No employee wants to hear, no, you can't have what you need to do your job. So the license moves you from saying no to people to saying yes and giving them an easy way to get what they need. It also reduces your expense to comply, and that's a big thing, especially in today's economy. It can be really costly to sit down and call publishers and get case-by-case permissions. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of labor. And it makes people have to stop what they're doing and wait, so it can inhibit deadlines and reduce productivity as well.
Right. All those fees and all those hours add up.
Absolutely. And just trying to determine who the right thing is, I think that when it's easy to do the right thing, people are more inclined to do it. And that's what the license does, is it makes it easy for people to be compliant by giving them a workable way in their daily workflow to be able to go ahead and get the permission that they need. And it eliminates the confusion about compliance, because instead of expecting all those employees to be copyright experts, you're taking control of that at the management level and just saying, you know, we know that people need to do these things and we're going to give them an easy way to do it.
Well, great. Well, thank you for that, Donna. And I think a great introduction to the upcoming webinar from Copyright Clearance Center, Simplifying Copyright Compliance. For information on how to join the that webinar. There is a link to the registration page on this podcast site. So we hope you'll do that. If you have any questions, of course, you are welcome to email us. The email addresses will be at the bottom of the page as well. And we've been chatting today with three of our senior licensing consultants, all of whom have more than 10 years' experience in this very difficult and complex subject. So I want to thank first Sue Baker. Sue, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Chris.
And Judy Mills, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
And finally, Donna Schweitzer, it's nice to see you, too.
It's great to see you, too. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. And we do hope everybody joins us for the webinar, Simplifying Copyright Compliance. It's an hour well spent, we think. Thank you.